Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, there are Chinese New Year celebrations happening around the world this week, so we thought we'd do a Chinese music edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Joining us today is Dr. Mei Han, director of the Center for Chinese Music and Culture at Middle Tennessee State University. She's also a musician and joins us from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And you have some contemporary Chinese music for us, a range of styles, a lot of it with traditional influences. So let's get right to it. This is the piece Five Heroes by Han Gai. Now, we've got some Mongolian throat singing going on there, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, actually, there are two types of throat singing going on. One is called overtone, which you hear harmonics, but also undertone, which is the sound that comes from chest. You usually hear this in Tibetan monk chanting.
So tell us more about Han Gai.
Well, Han Gai is a group of musicians that born and raised in Inner Mongolia, but they started this group in Beijing, actually. And these young people have learned a lot from Western punk, rock, and pop songs. So they wanted to combine these elements they learned from Western music and to their traditional music. What's interesting is growing up in Mongolia, or Inner Mongolia, I should say, the young people are not necessarily familiar with their traditional culture. So in order to be able to sing in Mongolian language, they had to learn their traditional language. So politically, culturally, this is a very interesting thing. You know, you find your identity through your music journey and reconnect to your motherland.
All right, well, let's get to the next one you wanted us to hear. This is from a group based in China. This is the Jasmine Ensemble with Nurturing Rain. Now, what instrument is this we're listening to?
This is a hammer dulcimer.
Which is what exactly?
It's a box zither. Actually, Appalachian Mountain has a similar hammer dulcimer. And both instruments came from same family, which was originated in Middle East. It's called a centaur. And this ensemble is based in Beijing. It's a group of students led by their professor. And this is a brand new album, just came out last year, 2016.
So as we mentioned, it's Chinese New Year. Does music play a significant role in some of the celebrations?
Yes. Chinese music plays two kinds of roles. One is the CCTV puts out a spring gala on the New Year's Eve. This has been a tradition for almost 30 years. And every family, everybody, I would say, in China watches this show.
Wow.
And mostly it's music. And also, if you go to a market, go to a temple, you always have either live music performance or the music background.
Okay, well, up next, we've got another piece out of China. This is from the artist Li Yundi. It's called Pi Huang. And this is Li Yundi, by the way, one of the most well-known Chinese piano players, correct?
That's correct. He lives in China, but he's touring around the world. And Pi Huang is a melody that used in Beijing opera. And what is interesting in this is the combination of classical, you know, Western classical music with traditional Chinese melody. And to Chinese ear, this sounds very Chinese. I don't know if Western listeners would have the same reaction.
It definitely sounds a little bit different than just classical piano that we might hear from this country.
Right. And a lot of very colorful harmony, which is not necessarily, typical to classical music.
Well, my father is a classical pianist and actually spends a fair amount of time performing in China. I know that classical music is very big in China.
Yes, yes, especially in the since the mid-20th century. Western music was brought to China after the Opium War in 1840 and became big in the early 20th century. After 1980, a middle-class Chinese family, almost every single family I know has a piano, owns the piano. And my daughter started learning piano when she was four. It's almost like a pressure that the society put on.
Well, let's get to the last one. This is called Tan Tan Chang Chang by Min Xiaofen. It almost sounds like she's playing a banjo there.
It's Chinese san xian. San means three. Xian means string. So three string. It's a fretless lute. It does sound like a banjo because of the sound box is covered by snake skin.
And tell us a little more about her and about this piece.
Yeah, Min Xiaofen was born in Nanjing. It's outside Shanghai. She came to New York 20 years ago, and drawn by all kinds of traditional music that from this part of the world, especially blues. So in this piece, you will hear at the beginning, the intro, a lot of we call it a blues note. And I asked her what was the influence. She said, I listened to all kinds of music, Miles Davis, all blues. And Tan Tan Chang Chang is one of the tracks of her CD called Dim Sum. And Tan is to plug in Chinese. Chang is to sing. So she combines singing and plucking, meaning performing the instruments together. You know, in China, a lot of people are trained to do one thing. You are either an instrumentalist or you are a singer. And people like her can sing, can play. Is very rare.
And now you've got us all thinking about dim sum, and now we're hungry.
Okay. And we don't have any Chinese food here in Murfreesboro. Not real Chinese food.
Well, Dr. Mei Han, director of the Center for Chinese Music and Culture at Middle Tennessee State University, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. 恭喜发财。
This is Here and Now.